Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with some more Lust Theory, so let's get started. Follow them anyway, or go to bed? We know what happens when we go to bed, so let's follow them anyway. I'll just gamble on Chloe being as horny as she was a moment ago.
You quickly get up, with your tail between your legs. And you follow the girls up the stairs like a lost puppy. Finally, standing outside the door with your hand on the doorknob, you hear weird sounds coming from inside of Jessica's room.
Chloe. Chloe, tell me something here.
They're still going at it. And the bitch has left me in pain with this hard-ass boner.
You slowly turn the doorknob, trying to inconspicuously see what's happening inside.
Oh yes, right there.
Chloe's licking Jessica again, while pushing Megan's dildo in and out of her pussy.
What a sight to see.
What are you doing here?
Instantly, Chloe stops pleasuring Jessica, moving only her head to look at you. Maintaining the same pose you caught her in.
Have something to say.
Yeah, there's only one thing to say in situations like these. Need help?
No, get out! How do you plan on helping, exactly? Chloe, will you stop already? Why do you keep indulging him? I'm naturally curious, so your answer?
Well, your hand looks tired.
What? My hand?
Yeah, it seems like it could use a break.
Jessica can't see the dildo inside Chloe's pussy. As a result, she lays there confused, not knowing what you're trying to do.
It is feeling a tad bit numb, actually. Will someone explain what's going on? Close the door. Chloe? Just lay back down and enjoy yourself, babe. Shush.
Chloe continues where they left off before your entrance, leaving the dildo in her pussy. While sucking on Jessica, she glances at you and wiggles her ass, inviting you.
Oh, she's wiggling that ass. Well, you know what that means. Bless you, Chloe.
Kneeling behind her, you admire the beautiful behind before taking control of the dildo she was playing with a moment ago.
The beautiful behind.
Yes. Oh my, what the fuck are you doing? You had your fun. It's my turn now. Oh, fuck. But Chloe. It's your pussy I'm sucking, babe. Don't be jealous. Yes. Huh?
Seems like I'm doing a bad job since I can't hear much moaning.
Better step up my game then, huh?
Saying this, Chloe presses her thumb against Jessica's clit, all the while taking in the dildo you keep shoving into her.
Fuck, fuck, fuck! It's hitting all the right spots. Chloe!
I thought this night couldn't get better, but this is fucking amazing! Chloe's so into it, she wouldn't notice if I changed things up.
Slowly, you remove the dildo, taking your dick out right after. Finally, in one swift movement, you push your throbbing cock deep into Chloe.
Oh, shit. Did he just... Naughty. Huh? What? Fuck, yes! Chloe, no, I can't!
Jessica clearly doesn't support how the situation is flowing, and doesn't try to hide it one bit.
Yes, there. Right there. This is too much! Stop!
Ignoring Jessica's pleas, you keep fucking Chloe, since you have nothing to lose anymore. Each of your thrusts sending shivers down her spine.
Keep going. I told you to...
Hold on.
Each of your thrusts sending shivers down her spine.
Keep going. I told you to... Quiet. Just a little more.
Still, despite Chloe's wishes, Jessica doesn't let up.
Chloe, you're going too far. I know, but it's so fucking good. Stop right now, or God help me.
I'm almost there.
Me too. Is no one fucking listening? I'm coming!
Shit! Ugh.
At the last second, you pull your dick out, coming all over Chloe's peach-shaped ass.
Fuck. That was... something. Get the fuck out! Now!
Sure. Don't have to tell me twice. It looks like things will get messy anyway.
Don't be so stuck up, babe. We're just having fun. It sure as hell isn't fun for me.
Lightning fast, you get your ass out of Jessica's room. And take cover in your own.
That was, as Chloe said, something. She's definitely going to get it from Jess now. Not my problem.
You find comfort under the covers and fall asleep quite soon.
Okay. You'll have to complete a special event to continue Jessica's story. Told you, it's a long game. Elizabeth's story now. Oh man, here we go. I should go see stepmother in her bedroom sometime around noon so we can make plans for the evening. Not to mention the bonus blowjob I'll get, too. Hold on. Now, what was that? In the evening. Around noon. Okay. Well, we got two Elizabeths for me. I don't have to talk to her right now.
Slowly, you open the door and enter the room.
There she is, just like yesterday. God, she's so fucking hot. Look at that ass. Too bad she's gonna turn around any second now. There we go.
Come in.
Even though I anticipated this, I can't help being surprised by how perfect her body is each time I see it.
Give me just a second to put my bra on.
Sure, let me just turn around. Although you don't mind, do you, stepmother?
No need. This conversation's gonna be uncomfortable, but it needs to happen. You already saw them anyway.
Suppose that's true.
Okay, let's stop beating around the bush. What happened yesterday was... my fault.
It was? Oh no, it wasn't.
I had too much to drink. No idea what I was thinking. I should have been the responsible one. But it happened. I'm still not sure how. It's all still a bit fuzzy. Could you fill me in? Fuck. Wrong choice of words.
Not sure what to say.
The last thing I remember was you. Well, your cock sliding inside me. So, what happened next?
Do you really want to know?
You can just tell me, don't worry.
Well, I...
You... what? He's so uncomfortable now. What did he think was going to happen after what we did?
We started, well, having sex.
Okay. It does ring a bell now. He was huge. And then?
Nothing.
Nothing. Then you didn't come?
Well, actually, I did.
On me or inside me?
Maybe we should change the subject. Although, you won't do that, will you?
You came inside me, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Also, you're hard now, too.
I am? Damn right I am. Now, how about you take care of it?
I thought that maybe this was a one-time thing. That once he got what he needed, those thoughts would go away. Still, his dick was so huge. Perfect. Now I'm horny too. I haven't had the chance to come in such a long time.
Sorry about that.
Suddenly, she grabs her breasts.
No need to be sorry. It's only natural. Plus, I really need a release. I am topless, after all.
Gulp.
She moves a few steps closer to you.
And what do we do now?
I'll just let her take the lead on this one.
After a few seconds, Elizabeth finally breaks the silence.
Let me see it. Am I really going through with this?
See what? Like I already don't know.
Pull down your pants and let me see it.
Here we go.
As you obediently pull your pants down, your cock comes flying out.
Wow. I wasn't sure exactly how big it was in the dark. Let me just try something.
As you expected, she drops to her knees.
Wow.
Slowly swallowing your cock whole immediately after.
Oh, shit.
Even though you were expecting this, the feeling is still mind-blowing. Along with the amount of stimulation you are feeling, it quickly sends you right over the edge. In no time at all, you start coming into her mouth, shocked by the sheer amount of semen that's funneling down her throat. Elizabeth violently gags as it fills her stomach. Standing over her, watching it happen, you can't help but feel a little proud of yourself. As you keep emptying your balls down her throat, finally, she slowly pulls away.
Wow.
Hey, you came again. What the hell? I wanted to come too.
Sorry, you caught me by surprise. That's a lie.
I guess I did. And now it's limp.
Biscuit.
At least it was a good surprise, I hope.
Good would be an understatement. It was the best surprise I ever got.
Okay. So listen, why don't you go get your strength back and come visit me again tonight?
Saying this, she grabs your limp cock.
Because I can't work with this.
Slightly disappointed, she stands up.
I need to get dressed and make something for lunch. So, if you'd excuse me.
No problem.
With everything going exactly as you hoped, you leave her room with a skip in your step.
Okay. With that skip in my step, 6 of 8 quests. Got 2 more we haven't even seen yet. Should talk to her in the evening, in the kitchen.
No? When did you come downstairs?
just a moment ago.
Hungry?
Starving.
Want me to whip something up fast?
That'd be awesome, I mean, if it's not a bother.
None at all.
With that, you sit down at the table. And wait for her to finish up.
Here you go.
Thanks, stepmother.
She goes back into the kitchen and pours herself a glass of wine.
Oh, she's drinking that wine again. I don't want her getting wasted. I should ask for a glass, too. Hey, stepmother.
Yeah?
Would it be okay if I have a glass, too?
Oh?
It's just that I think I could use a little liquid courage, you know? For after?
She smirks back at you, knowing exactly what you are alluding to.
You know, that's actually a great idea. One that I actually had myself.
Pouring you a glass, she walks over and places it down in front of you. Sitting down right after.
Wow, you really were hungry, huh?
Like I said, starving.
That's good. You better replenish your energy.
She takes a sip before finishing her sentence.
You'll need it.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
Mm-hmm.
Standing up. She picks the bottle off the counter.
I'm going upstairs. Feel free to join me in about 2 hours. More than enough time to finish this bottle. I'll need the buzz for this.
Sure, I wouldn't miss it for the world.
With a smile, she goes upstairs.
Good. Everything seems to be going exactly as planned.
Excitedly, you gulp down the glass of wine in front of you and head over to the couch.
Now to kill some time before the main event begins.
After those 2 long hours pass, you race upstairs to Elizabeth's bedroom.
Please be awake, please be awake, please be awake.
With your fingers, toes, and testicles crossed, you open the door.
Fuck, is she seriously asleep? This is such bullshit. What kind of fucking lightweight is...
You're finally here.
Huh?
Sitting up, she gazes at you with yearning eyes.
I wasn't sure how much longer I could... wait.
She still looks a little tipsy, although as long as she's awake, that's good enough for me.
Well, are you just gonna keep gawking at me? Or are you gonna get over here and... fuck me.
Gulp, there is a god.
Barely able to contain your excitement, you almost tear your shirt off. Swiftly moving closer to the bed with horny as fuck Elizabeth.
It did look like he tore his shirt off.
You're adorable.
Full on Hulk Hogan. Yeah, brother. It's time to fuck my stepmother. Yeah. I don't think Hulk Hogan did any of that we know of. I know, so where do you want me to start? This is so weird. Normally she's asleep, and I just do as I please. I can hardly believe this, but I'm actually feeling a little self-conscious right now.
Fuck the foreplay. I'm too turned on, and I want to get right to it.
Sounds good to me.
Fantastic. Now take those fucking pants off before I tear them off.
Got it. Although the tearing actually sounds kind of hot.
As you hastily begin removing your pants, Elizabeth slides her goddess-like body out of her nightgown in an instant. Unfortunately, you're not quite so graceful.
Motherfucker, why is this buckle giving me so much trouble? Dude, just pull the fucking pants down.
Hurry. I'm more than ready for you. Give me what I so desperately want.
I'm trying. It's just these damn pants aren't cooperating. Ah, why is this happening to me now?
However, you know why. The nervousness keeps making your hand shake like mad, making it way more difficult to tightly grip the buckle than it should be.
Dude, just pull down the pants.
Just let me do it.
Yes, ma'am.
With your cock springing out in front of her face, Elizabeth just stares, mesmerized.
Every time I see it, I'm shocked at how large it is.
Maybe you'd like another taste?
I don't think so. I'm not gonna risk you coming too soon again. No. What you're gonna do is fuck me with that thing right now.
Turning her back to you, she gets on all fours.
You don't have to ask me twice.
With that, you shove your granite hard cock between her beautiful pink lips.
No music or nothing. Just...
Unable to take it slowly anymore, you start thrusting.
Fuck.
Feels good?
So good.
Say no more. Now hold on. Because I'm about to fuck your brains out.
Leaning your weight forward, you press down on her back, making her face go into the mattress. And as promised, you start pounding her with all your might, your hips jerking backward, then forward, her moans of pleasure almost muffled by the sound of your balls slapping against her sweaty body.
You like that, don't you? Me, balls deep in your tight pussy. I bet you never had one this big before, huh? Speechless? Guess I'll take it as a yes, then.
After a few more thrusts.
Hey, why don't we try another position? Elizabeth? Oh, wow. What the hell?
Peering around, you realize she's fast asleep.
Sleeping? Are you fucking kidding me?
With an intense hit to your pride, you feel yourself go soft inside her. Seconds later, your once mighty cock comes slinking out of her.
Well, that completely just killed the fucking mood. How could she fall asleep in the middle of sex? I mean, my dick's pretty big, right? Maybe I should wake her up so we can continue. On second thought, maybe not.
Crawling off the bed, dejected, you put your clothes back on.
Well, if nothing else, at least I know one thing. From now on, I'm not letting her take that bottle of wine with her upstairs.
Closing the door to her room, you quietly go back to your bedroom. Furthermore, with no will left to do anything else, you decide to cut the night short and go to bed. Next morning.
Step 1, get naked. Step 2, run out of the house. Step 3, slam my junk onto whoever's mowing that fucking lawn. During dinner next time, I'll make sure she doesn't take the bottle of wine upstairs. Just gotta talk to her in the evening again.
Oh, when did you come downstairs?
Just a moment ago. Starving. You want me to... Yeah, we have to
With
go.
With this, you sit down at the tape and wait for her to finish.
Okay.
Here you go.
Alright. Since I'm gonna stop her taking the bottle upstairs, I don't really need the wine. Still, one glass might at least help with the nerves. Actually, make that two. I don't want a repeat of last time. Hey, stepmother.
Yeah?
Would it be okay if I have a glass too?
Oh.
And...
She smirks back at you, knowing exactly...
Okay. You know, that's... Right.
Pouring you a glass. She walks over, sitting down right after...
Wow. That's good.
She takes a sip.
You'll...
I'm sure I will.
Mm-hmm.
Standing up? She picks the bottle off the counter.
I'm going upstairs.
I have to stop her from taking the wine. She'll just end up getting drunk again if she does. Hey, why don't you leave that wine down here?
Why?
Don't you want to remember the night we're about to have?
It's only like half a bottle. Trust me, I'm not that much of a lightweight.
Even worse, you're more like a featherweight. I know, but I want this to be special. Please?
Okay. If it's that important to you.
Thanks.
Reluctantly, she puts the bottle back onto the counter.
Don't you go drinking it all. I need that friend of yours to be fully functional.
Believe me, that's the last thing you have to worry about.
She gives you a cheeky smile while biting her lip.
I like the confidence. Come join me in about 2 hours, okay?
Sure thing, wouldn't miss it for the world.
Oh, the world ain't got nothing on me.
With a wiggle of her butt, she struts her way up the stairs.
Nice, everything's going smoothly so far.
Hopeful with how things are turning out, you gulp down the glass of wine. With a smirk, you look over at the bottle sitting on the counter.
Just one more for good luck?
Getting up, you walk over to the counter and pour yourself another glass. Just like the first one, you gulp it down rapidly.
That's better.
Feeling a slight buzz coming on, you walk over to the couch.
Now to kill a few hours before the main event starts.
After the 2 long hours pass, you race upstairs to Elizabeth's bedroom.
She'll definitely be awake this time.
Feeling perfectly at ease, you open the door to her room. Lying seductively on her bed, Elizabeth smiles over at you, expectation evident in her eyes.
You're finally here.
Told you I wouldn't miss this for the world, didn't I?
Sitting up, she gazes at you with yearning eyes.
You did. However, I wasn't sure how much longer I could wait.
Well, the wait's over.
Surging with confidence, you pull off your shirt and walk over to the foot of her bed. As you do, she looks up at you, impressed.
You're just raring to go, aren't you?
Oh, you have no idea.
Still, we aren't going to get very far with those things on. So why don't you strip all the way down?
Without uttering a word, you immediately comply. And, unlike last time, the buckle gave you no trouble. With your hands steady and your cock ready, Elizabeth Spaghetti.
My God, it really is something.
She looks up at you, her piercing eyes causing your heart to beat faster.
Can you guess what I want you to do with it?
Get behind you and pound your pussy like a madman?
Her face lights up with an impressed look of surprise.
How did you know?
Lucky guess. I said it before the damn text.
Indeed it was. Guess I better reward you then.
Just like last time, she slips out of her nightgown. And once again, you find yourself in awe at her magnificent body.
I take it you like what you see?
There are no words to describe how I'm feeling right now.
No words, huh?
Sensuously, she turns her back to you, and just as you guessed, she gets on all fours.
Why don't you show me, then?
I'd love to.
Crawling onto her bed and up behind her, you palm your hands over her perfectly round, bountiful buttocks, gently massaging them immediately after.
That feels nice, honey.
Well, it's about to feel even better.
Sliding your hands down, you stop with your fingers on her pussy.
Oh, you're already wet? Dirty. Still think I can get a little more wet.
Once you teased her lips enough.
Oh, fuck.
Enjoying her reactions, you start fingering her warm, drenched pussy.
Oh my god. Oh, that feels so fucking amazing.
Glad to hear it. Now imagine how good my cock is gonna feel.
Stop teasing me, please. Just put it inside already.
Beg for it.
Please, baby. I'm begging you. Shove it in me. Make me scream.
With your dick throbbing almost painfully, you decide to allow her what she wants. Shaft in hand, you press the tip of your penis against her dripping cunt.
Just do it. I need it so bad.
And she wasn't the only one.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
It's not too big, is it?
No, it's perfect. So fucking perfect.
Exactly what I wanted to hear.
With her pussy tightly squeezing your shaft, you decide to stop playing around. Almost violently, you start pounding her.
Holy Mother of God!
Thrusting your hips back and forth, you keep fucking her for a while longer.
Fuck! My thighs are burning.
Want me to get on top?
Fuck yeah, cowgirl?
Close.
Oh, do tell.
Pulling out of her, you follow Elizabeth's instructions. Lying on your back, she crouches over the top of you, lining up your already hard cock with her pussy.
Like my choice of pose?
Love it.
Oh, amazing.
A little too loudly.
Shh, Jess might hear us.
Oh, but it's so big. Oh, how am I supposed to stay quiet? Oh, it feels like it's gonna split me in two.
I know, but you really gotta...
Ignoring your pleas, almost in a trance, she starts bobbing up and down.
Oh, yeah, baby. Fuck me. Shove that monstrosity in as hard as you can.
Quiet.
However, she completely ignores you. Her desire for your cock has completely taken over. And she keeps getting louder.
Not long now. I'm getting close.
Almost jumping, faster and faster, her moans growing louder with each thrust. Furthermore, if that isn't bad enough, the bed starts creaking just as loudly.
What's that sound? I think it's coming from her room. The fuck?
Shut up! Please! We're gonna get busted if you don't. Elizabeth, are you listening?
Inevitably, what you dreaded most happens.
I'm here. What's...
Astonished by what's in front of her, Jessica's jaw almost hits the floor.
Jessica!
Jess? Fuck!
What the fuck are you doing?
It's not what you think, Jess. I can explain.
I'm gonna be sick.
Equal parts shocked and grossed out, Jessica darts back to her room.
Shit! Oh, this is bad.
Instantly, Elizabeth jumps off you and goes after Jessica.
Of course that happened. Guess it'd just be too easy for it to go right on the second try.
Just hear me out, Jess.
I don't want to hear anything from you. Especially with the state you're in right now. Jesus, put some fucking clothes on.
I know you're shocked and probably confused. What you saw between me and...
Stop. I don't even want to hear what his name is.
Huh? You didn't see...
Oh, I saw plenty, believe me. I mean, since when are you even dating?
Looks like she didn't see what was him. God, that would have been so much worse.
Actually, don't answer that. I don't want to know.
Why don't we talk about this tomorrow, when we all calm down a little?
We're never going to talk about this again, okay? I'm just going to pretend it never happened. If that's even possible.
Hearing pretty much everything they said due to them yelling, relief takes over you?
What do you know? Just didn't notice it was me. Not that it really matters. Either way, the night's ruined. Wait, of course it matters. What if the day changes again? Damn, that would be a shit show.
With her mood clearly changed, Elizabeth walks back into the bedroom.
That was rough.
Yeah, I'm guessing we're calling it a night, huh?
At least she didn't realize it was you, right? Suppose we can try again some other time? I promise to control myself a little more.
It's okay. Well, I better get back to my room before Jess catches me here.
Yeah.
Quickly getting dressed, you creep back to your bedroom.
Phew, control herself? Yeah, right. We gotta find somewhere else to do it next time. Maybe the bathroom's a better idea? It's further away from Jess's room. There's privacy. Plus, we can have the shower running to drown out stepmother's banshee-like moans. Yeah, that's it. Perfect.
Exhausted, but with hope restored, you go to bed and fall asleep in no time at all.
I blame it on their roots. Blame it on their... Nah, not today. Well, that was a bus. Who knew she was such a screamer? Next time I gotta make sure we do it somewhere Jess won't overhear us. Somewhere like the bathroom. I should talk to her again in the kitchen. Alright, so once more with Elizabeth's story. But we're cutting it for now. Remember... It's a long game, and you can pick it up at several places. Steam, Patreon, I think itch.io. Yeah, itch.io has it, and GOG, they just got the achievement version. So if you want achievements, I don't really. It doesn't fucking matter to me. I'm not, you know, a Zoomer that gives a shit about, oh, achievements, oh, they don't matter. I play some games where they give me achievements. I'm just like, what? Okay, whatever. That's nice. I don't care. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Less Theory. Stay tuned.